Okay, now this is on the plane.
No,
the
July
15th plane. Tilt. This is how the earth looks.
No, I want this.
If you drill right through it. Oh no, don't record the music on there. Now Marty was trying to record the music on it. If you drill right through the earth, you're like drilling right through your tummy. You get to the other side, you come right out of your back. You come right out the back. Ross is going to give us some Decepticon lore here. Okay, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about the Decepticons. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's this Autobot and this Decepticon, and they're brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Autobot is Blaster, and the Decepticon is Soundwave. Okay. The Blaster turns into a radio, and Soundwave turns into a tape recorder. Mm-hmm. And Blaster used to be a Decepticon, and there were Soundwave and Blaster
mm-hmm.
were brothers.
Yeah.
And they were on the same team called the Decepticon, which are the bad guy teams.
Right.
Okay? And then Soundwave hates Megatron's guts. Megatron is leader of the Decepticons.
Right.
But he doesn't show it. And he played a trick on Megatron, and Megatron thought it was Blaster. And Blaster got mad at Soundwave and turned to the Autobot side. Okay? And now he's really mad at Soundwave because he keeps playing tricks on the Autobot. So he took himself and played tricks on the Decepticons.
I see.
And on the commercial, you'll see that Rumble is carrying around this radio
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Hey, look at this great music I found." And Soundwave would say, "Autobot invasion," and then Rumble said, where? And then Blaster transformed and said, "Right here," and blasted Rumble and his brother Soundwave. And you know how Soundwave doesn't show that he hates Megatron's guts?
Yeah.
Well, it's different with Starscream. Starscream hates him. He hates him.
Yeah.
And he shows it every time Megatron makes a mistake.
I remember I saw that. There's
also one other part where when the Decepticons and the Autobots were friends
mm-hmm.
on Cybertron.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Yeah. Well, Starscream and Jetfire is an Autobot.
Yeah.
They studied the secrets of the Earth
uh-huh.
of the Earth on Cybertron.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Megatron started the Decepticons war against the Autobots
mm-hmm.
for who shall rule the universe, the Autobots didn't want anybody to rule, but the Decepticons wanted to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then Starscream and Skyfire, or that's what they call them on the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call them Jetfire. Mm-hmm. Jetfire had to split up onto the Autobot team,
mm-hmm.
and now they're enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, now
that really are that Decepticons have. Oh, and Megatron's brother is shockwave.
Okay.
A gun that has an electrical shock.
Okay, now I want you to get out of that chair. Mark, you get over in the chair.
Here comes Marky.
No, I have to go over there because the microphone's over there. And I want Mark to tell me the whole story of... How about Marky telling me the whole story of the Empire, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi?
Nah.
Can you remember that whole story?
Oh, it's too hard.
Why?
I remember.
See if he remembers. See if he remembers. Have you ever seen Star Wars, Mark?
Yeah, but it's too hard to explain. Let me explain what I want to.
Okay.
You know, that, what's I called? The He-Man movie?
Yeah.
I like the music. It's called The Secret of the Sword.
Ross, in the other room. I want you in the other room.
You say it, Mark.
In the other room.
It was called The Secret of the Sword.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. I like the music.
Uh-huh.
And I liked the movie, and I liked the She-Ra music and the He-Man music.
Ross, off until Margie's finished. Keep it down.
And...
Uh-huh. Sound off, Ross. What happened in the
movie? One time, no Indian guides, and Grandpa going in places, and things. You know all that?
Yeah, what about it?
On this trip we did.
Yeah.
It's all these trips are crashed together.
Are crashing together?
Yeah, they crashed together.
How did?
Because we had to get Augie and Janos.
Uh-huh.
We had so much people over,
yeah.
And we got over to other people's houses, mm-hmm. And. It's kind of so confusing, honey.
You don't know where you are, do you?
Wait.
Do you remember the whole story of this trip?
Let me see if it's turned off.
Go back to telling the story about the trip.
Did it turn on the TV?
Okay. Tell the whole story about the trip. wrong room. Okay.
Well, he... the lights are on.
Yeah.
One light.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be finished.
Mark, that wasn't even a story. Come on, sit down and tell us the whole story about this trip. How did we start? How did this trip go?
I picked up my backpack.
Yeah? Okay. And you put little animals in it.
And then I sneaked away.
Okay, bye-bye. That wasn't a very interesting story at all.
Get
yeah, what does he get? What does that wrestler do?
He does the same thing.
Has summer birthday
parties? Bounces. Party? He. Uh-huh. Oh, he's a toy wrestler.
Toy wrestler.
He bounces.
Uh-huh.
And there's Hulk Hogan's, Andre the Giant.
Is he a real person?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Uh huh. That sounds good.
I love that name. It's like
Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Yeah.
It does sound good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool name. No, I mean, it's so weird, like...
What?
I like to say that... I don't know why, but I like to sound weird.
Well, I'd like to know why you say that. I'd like to know why.
Snooker. It's like, you don't really hear it every day.
No, but we're like Snooker.
It's like weird.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
Unusual.
I've got to definitely start that wash up, okay? Ross called his brother a show-off, and I said, no, he's not a show-off, he's a neat little brother.
I'm not trying to show everything.
He said, well, else would he try to dress up all cruel and bad, cool and bad? He's not showing off at all, Ross. What drum?
Well, I am.
Okay.
Well,
he wasn't trying to show off. A really rotten brother, right? But he's not a show-off at all.
Anyway, why do you have to close? Mm-hmm.
Well.
Not too much.
Who's the cool clothes guy in this house? Ross, who's the guy who really does the cool clothes stuff?
The fashion guy.
Who's the fashion guy?
I know fashion.
Yeah.
He does it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know
it. He wears it.
Uh-huh. This is nice here.
I just wear anything.
You just wear anything?
Yeah.
How about you, Ross? Do you just wear anything too?
No.
What kind of things?
You can tell. You can tell. Wrinkled parachute pants.
Yeah. Is that in fashion? What's in really in fashion?
Different shoelaces.
Yeah? How about Mark? What do you wear that's really in fashion,
shoot,
Mark?
I got my shirt on backwards.
It's okay. It looks kind of neat that way. That's in fashion now.
No, it isn't.
Wearing it backwards?
Right.
I think that's kind of a neat.
The crack is supposed to be in the front.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think wearing your shirt backwards is kind of neat. Because we want to see what it looks like up here.
Do you really want your back to crack up in the back of it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Your shirt to crack up in the back of your shirt?
Sure.
Dad, remember. Or would you rather it in the front?
In front, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't fall apart or anything.
No.
It's just I'd rather have it in the front.
Yeah.
The way it's supposed to be.
Dad, remember.
Believe me, Dad. The way they make the clothes are the way it's supposed
Dad.
To be.
Okay, I'll believe
Dad.
It. Yeah, wait for Mark.
Dad.
Yes, honey. I'm going to hold Mark's hand.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay. Ooh, that's dusty. Don't do that, Ross. It makes everything dusty.
Yeah.
No, it makes a whole... It gets dust all over everybody. Just please don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, see.
It makes us have to breathe. And
go to your
you ever seen the biggest ants you ever seen in California? Look at the big ant. See these ants? And see them with things in their mouth?
Mm-hmm.
They're carrying things home to their nest. You want to see what... Why, are you afraid of them?
Why?
Okay, run. Catch Ross. No, Ross, we're not going to run. We're not going to run.
Did I shoot any sand?
No. Yeah, you did now. As long as you're in front of us and the wind's blowing that way, we don't care. But from now on, we wish you'd stop.
Dad.
Uh-huh.
Remember. Bye.
I like climbing up in the tree.
Yeah.
Dad.
Okay.
Remember.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm a real mountain lion.
You're a mountain lion?
Yeah.
But I don't want that dumb... I don't want that anymore about the kicking up sand. All right, this way, boys. Up around this way.
I know, but I am a mountain lion.
You're a mountain lion, right?
I like mountains too.
Yeah, me too.
I like climbing up things.
Climbing up big hills, right?
Yeah.
It's a real pile of fun. You can find bugs on big mountains too. And all sorts of interesting things that you've never seen before.
Okay.
Would you stop kicking that sand?
James Bond, 007.
James Bond, you mean?
Yeah, he got a chain,
uh-huh.
A necklace.
Let me show you the difference between how the way the Indian walks and the way the white man walks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how white man walks. Here's how Indian walks. See the difference? Can you walk like an Indian? Let me see if you can walk like an Indian. See if you can walk like an Indian. Just see if you can do it. Well, look at all the millions of ants. Watch out, they might crawl all over you and get you.
I squashed one.
Yikes.
Ugh.
Disgusting. Here's a million more. Millions of ants. Really?
Mm-hmm.
If you squash them, they're going to come and get you in the middle of the night. They'll come into your house. Uh-oh, I believe it. Here's where they all live. Here's where they all live. Watch, kids.
So?
Come here. Watch them all go in their hole.
Good for them.
Yeah, like cover their hole.
See their hole?
Can they come run over these things?
Daddy,
what?
Cover that hole.
No, let them live.
No way.
Come over here, Russ.
Too disgusting.
Look at them all go down. No, don't ruin their hole.
Why?
Because they're not hurting you. They're not hurting you. They don't live in your house. They live way out in the country where they don't hurt you.
Well, some of them live at our house.
Yeah, then we gotta get rid of those. But the ones that are way in the country.
Which ones I already
but these ones aren't way in the country.
You know which ones right. I got rid of?
They aren't at our house.
You know which ones I got rid of?
Which ones, lover?
I killed some.
This way.
I killed some.
You did?
Yep. I don't care if I killed you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
what did they do to you? What did those poor little ants do to you? They never did anything bad to you. Not really.
Sometimes I'll let them go.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll let the bugs go.
You will?
I don't always try to stick
around. That's good.
Sometimes I'll let the bugs.
What can you guys see from here? Tell me what you can see from here. A lot of garbage. What else?
A lot of garbage.
What else do you see?
Sand.
What's down there?
And weeds.
What's way out that way?
Houses, trees, cars. Actually, I don't see very much cars. Telephone poles, cars, nightmares.
Look, here's another ant home.
Rest.
Ooh, you know what this is? This is a bug home.
A what home?
This isn't where the ants live. This is where the stink bugs live.
The stink? The rot?
Look at those big bugs.
Oh, don't you mean where the roly-polies live?
No, they're not stink bugs. They're funny bugs. See these funny bugs right here?
I mean the roly-polies.
No, these guys right there. See them?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the roly-polies.
I don't know what they are.
They aren't roly-polies.
They live down in that house down there.
Here goes one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and they all live down in that house.
Ants all over.
Mark, don't say that.
Here's the ant house right here. Here's where the ants live.
Dad, Mark said it right in front of your face.
What? What did he say?
S-H-I... Don't say it.
You
don't
did?
Don't say it. Yeah.
Boy, that's disgusting. Here's an ant house.
No.
Guess what?
Let's see if we can find some more ant houses, okay? I don't want to hear about the dirty word.
Don't say it.
Ross, don't say it.
Because other people might hear it again.
Right. Just don't even think of the word. Don't even think of the word. It's so disgusting, I don't even want to hear it.
And the letter after S.
What's the letter after S?
Don't say it.
S-H-I.
Let's see if anyone else can. I'll see if anyone else can find an ant house.
Ugh.
Anyone find an ant house?
No.
Can you find an ant house, Mark?
There's little criminals.
Follow the ants, see if you can find an ant.
Mark, look, we can climb up these things.
Sure, you want to climb
up? I'm following the ant. And he's going kind of crooked.
That's because you're chasing him. Are you gonna make it, Russ?
No.
Okay, come on down. I know where there's an ant house. You could find it if you looked.
And then here.
Let's see.
There.
No, keep on looking. See if you can be the first one to find it, Mark. See if you can be the first one to find
here.
It. Ross got it first. And you're right in the middle of their army.
What?
And Ross is standing right in the middle of the ant army.
What army?
See him? They're carrying food down for the winter.
Oh, look at that big one. He's out to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I know why. They're getting away from him.
Yeah?
He's eating them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Wow.
I think he's trying to eat them.
That's weird. And you know what this is over here?
He's trying to eat them, guys.
This is cactus. That's cactus. See the cactus? Growing in the middle of all this.
Let's go back.
down. We will. We'll go down the wrong, around the long way.
Dad, I saw a bug. A bug wandering out of home.
Wandering out of home?
He's running away from home, I think.
Why was he running away from his house?
He's crawling away from his
house. Ooh, look, a tunnel. You want to see a tunnel?
Dad, am I half Indian?
Yeah, look at the look of a tunnel.
Am I?
No, you're not half Indian, you're half Hungarian.
But aren't I any part half Indian?
No, no Indian in you at all.
Aren't I any Indian?
No.
Why not?
Do you want to be an Indian so you could be an Indian guide?
Why aren't I any Indian?
Who do you know that's half Indian?
I am some Indian.
How much do you have?
In the way I act.
I've noticed that.
I'm civilized.
You think you're a half breed?
What's that?
That's a half Indian.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is in this big thing up here?
Big what?
This says Ronnie was here, Mike was here. People wrote their names here. What's up in this big thing here? You know? You know what's up here?
Uh-uh.
What? Water.
What is it?
This is where the water is. They keep water up here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Really well. Well done.
I saw a rattlesnake. Somebody drawled a rattlesnake.
Really?
Yep. He only drawled it, not made it.
Now this is a big hill, so see if you can make it up. You gonna make it up?
Yep.
Ross, can you make it up this big hill?
I can.
Marky made it. See if you can make it.
I haven't made it yet.
You almost made it.
You mean yeah, this is easy.
I think it's a piece of cake, huh?
Yeah.
Mark, see if you can find another anthill.
There.
Very good. Mark found another anthill. See if who can find another one. Keep looking around you.
There's one.
And what about over here? Look over here. Look right here.
Here's one.
Here's one.
Here's
one over there.
Yep.
Good.
Two.
Good.
Here's two. One, two.
Yep.
Here's another one.
Not using it now. That must be a rodent hill.
Ooh, and
if they don't have ants coming in and out.
Here's one. And here goes one.
Here goes another one. Let Marky find some now, Russ.
Here's another one.
Good.
No, I found that one.